The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Anthony Cernelia. They're all in there today. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. I fed everybody today. I've got Autumn Warren in studio today, too.
Hi.
I bought my two cases of her new Straw Marry Me Kether Elixir. I'm so excited. I couldn't get it from Natural Grocer. They couldn't get it in.
It's
been selling out, which is a good thing. And then I got some peanut butter cups for Elfie. I'm feeding the world today. I am. And so you guys, I made my homemade stuffed peppers last night. I haven't made them in years because I don't eat meat anymore. And when I used to make them, I would make them with veggie meat. But I have not made them with actual meat in years and years. But because of the Moulet's Sausage Company that we met at the Paleo FX, Lori Wiseman is the CEO, and she's a great woman. And they produce their pork. Their sausage, and they use the Temple Grandin, basically a method of slaughtering animals. And for those of you that don't know who Temple Grandin is, she was a PhD. She is a PhD. She's an amazing woman that has an absolutely amazing story, who really understands animals. I want to get her on the show. But so how is it, Danny? Danny's in the studio eating, and Anthony already made his. He's just over there shaking. He's in absolute... Unbelievable land.
Oh, and he just dropped it.
Oh, he fumbled it, but we'll get you more.
Fumble.
Oh, man. It's okay. It happens. But I love to cook, and I had so much fun in my kitchen last night. Just, cooking for people is so cathartic for me. It really, really is. And I have to tell you that it really did feel good. If you're going to eat meat, eat less of it and eat kind meat. And Moulet's is not paying me to say this. They're not. I'm not getting any money for this. I just like doing the right thing, and I love feeding people. So,
and it smells really good.
It does smell really good. Well,
it
for
tasted
those of you,
really good.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what a lot of people do. They try to do things too fast, and that especially in the kitchen. And really good food takes a while to prepare, as you know.
It does.
Well, Autumn, you know, as the founder of Kether Elixir, and you do all your little things, you know, to make sure that your product is as pure as it can possibly be. And I do the same thing in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And so it felt good. It felt good to cook with, you know, really good ingredients. And anyway, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. So, and it's important. Treating animals well is so important. It really is. And that's why, you know, we do a regular segment every week with Maura Davies. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA here in North Texas. Maura, how are you doing today?
She there?
Oh. Yeah, I guess she's not there.
No, we don't have her yet.
We don't have her yet. Okay, well, she's usually there. Well, so what we're talking about today with Maura when we get her on here is disaster response for pets in light of what's going on in Houston or in the state of Texas. You know, it's going to affect a lot of people. And you know what's funny? I thought of the people, and then I thought of the pets. Like, oh my gosh, what are people going to do with their pets? And I even thought about offering, if someone from Houston needs a place to come and bring their pets and come to my home, that, you know, I... maybe would do that.
Yeah,
you know?
The pets get
I saw
out.
Multiple people like in Austin area posting on Facebook, opening up their homes,
yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yeah, because I have, you know, I have a couple of, I have some big areas to put animals in. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
That they'd be safe and secure. And anyway, it's so important when, you know, when a disaster does hit that everybody pitches in to do their part. That's amazing. So you read that. So people in Austin are already reaching out. I love it.
Yeah.
I just love that.
It was
that.
A girl I went to high school with. She was like, if anybody in the Houston area needs a place to stay, like, we're opening our doors.
Oh, wow.
And that was just really
That's
cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because it can be pretty scary. You never know, but you can't live your life in fear either.
No,
you know. So,
but be prepared just in case.
You got to you've got to be prepared. So, what I was going to ask Maura, what do pet owners do when a disaster hits?
But yeah. I'm sure she. The last I heard from her is they've got all hands on deck because they're preparing for this hurricane. So
that
maybe
makes sense.
She's caught up. You never know.
Yeah, she might be.
Sometimes it's the bigger animals though that really get left out. I actually oddly was reading a book to my children about horses that get left behind in any sort of tornadoes and hurricanes.
Right.
Like,
that's
and
terrible.
Oftentimes what they're done is, you know, the owners maybe are trying to think ahead and they're locking the barn door or something like that. But then if the owners don't come back right away, essentially the horse is trapped. You know, an otherwise an animal that would otherwise perhaps be able to break out and fend for itself a little bit is instead trapped in a building.
Well, my niece in Houston, they have 5 horses. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I wonder what she's got. I was thinking about that last night.
It's not like you can just throw them in the car.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, put them in a carrier. You know, especially 5 of them. And Maura Davies is on the line now. Maura, thank you so much. How are you doing today? You've got your hands full, don't you?
Yes, I do. I am so sorry. I know I'm being pulled a million directions.
No
right
worries.
Now.
What can we do to help, Maura?
Well, you know, people can do a few things to help right now. The SPCA of Texas is getting ready to take in 123 unowned cats from a group in Corpus Christi called the Cattery Cat Shelter.
Okay.
And these kitty cats are evacuees. No one owns them. They're going to eventually be up for adoption here in North Texas. So we welcome them to North Texas.
Oh, wow.
We are prepared to take in up to 300 animals who were affected by Hurricane Harvey. And after that, if more animals need care, we're going to evaluate our capacity daily after.
I volunteer my property. I've got a lot of space. You could put a couple of horses, a couple of donkeys, whatever you want. I've got, you know, Nelson's kennel that would house a couple of dogs. And then I've got my big dog house in the back that's air conditioned, heated, and it's got music.
Can I stay there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I want to come stay.
But yeah, and hopefully other people will volunteer their homes and their properties to take in these animals temporarily while we find them homes, because this is so important, the work that you guys do.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you bring up an excellent point. Right now, in terms of volunteers helping at our shelter and our rescue center, we have a great core of volunteers. But if people are looking to do something on a really personal level, if they would like to make a financial donation, they can do so at our website, spca.org. But one thing that people would do, like I said, on a personal basis, is to become a foster. Fosters are able to help us clear the shelter of pets who are here, possibly take in animals who are coming up from the Gulf Coast. We're expediting our foster process, and so that's also on our website. It's spca.org/foster. So that there's a way for people to apply, and then we can work with them to get them up to speed what they need to become a foster. That's a huge thing.
It is a huge thing, and I have to tell everyone out there listening, I just recently went through it, you know, and it's really hard for me because once, and this has been my whole life, once an animal enters into my home, like that's it, they're home. I fall in love with them almost immediately and feel like they were put in my path for me to protect them and save their life and make sure that they die safe their whole life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just really a nut about it. And so I've never been able to give away animals that I have loved. And DJ, one of the engineers here at iHeartMedia, the 3 little kittens that we rescued from the abandoned restaurant, he took all 3 of them. And I have to tell you, though, when I fostered them, it was the most amazing, heartfelt, I just can't even tell you how good I felt. It was better than any drug I've ever done. I mean, it just made me feel amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it has its benefits. It's a little bit of work, but it's well worth it to foster an animal.
It is. It's wonderful. And folks who maybe if they're not ready to be a foster or they're not looking to make a financial donation, people can also donate supplies. They can drop them off at our shelter. We have an Amazon wish list. So we're hoping for cat litter, litter boxes, towels and blankets, crates, toys, treats, beds, newspaper, and gas gift cards. So there are lots of things people can do, but the important thing is we're still so early in this. Our hearts, our thoughts are with everybody on the Gulf Coast as this horrific hurricane is hitting.
Yeah, and you brought up something interesting. So you have an Amazon. Tell us about the Amazon SPCA account that you have.
We do.
So how does that work? You get on Amazon.
Yeah, you get on Amazon and you can search for the SPCA of Texas, or you can go through our website. We under our Ways to Give section, you can click through, and then we have Amazon Smile. People can go through and connect their account to Amazon Smile, first of all, so that a percentage of everything that they buy on Amazon comes to the SPCA of Texas. It's only a few percentage points, but it's great. It's a donation.
It adds up.
And yeah, it adds up. And I mean, it's easy for me. I happen to actually use Amazon a lot. But there are gift lists. The items that we put on our Amazon gift list are things that we need on a daily basis.
Okay.
So again, yeah, people can either search for us on Amazon, or they can go to our website and search for Ways to Give, or go under Ways to Give, and they can click on the button there that they'll see. And it's an easy way to make sure that the gift that you're giving, even if it's an in-kind gift, is something that is a desperately needed item that day.
Well, yeah. And I mean, time is money. Money is time. If you don't have the time, give the money or donate your time. But you get mm-hmm. so many benefits. I can't even tell you guys, you know, what it, you know, more. I mean, anybody that's ever rescued an animal knows that incredible feeling from saving, you know, an animal in need, or a person in need, a child in need. It's the best feeling in the world. So,
absolutely.
What else
and
do you want?
So many people and pets in need.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else you want people to know about this, you know, the hurricane that's coming up, response for pets?
Sure. Well, you know, just everyone out there, be kind. A couple of folks today have asked me, how can we take more animals in North Texas? And I would say to that, you know, we come together as a community for people and pets, especially after Hurricane Katrina. The SPCA of Texas learned a lot of lessons about how to mm-hmm. best respond to disasters. And so we've had a disaster plan ever since then, and we're ready and willing to deploy as many of our resources as we possibly can to help people and pets. And we ask the community to step up and support us in these efforts. And we know we can all do amazing things.
Thank you so much, Maura. And a gentle reminder, please spay and neuter your pets, everyone. You know, there's a lot of homeless animals, too, that are going to suffer through this hurricane. And they wouldn't be mm-hmm. on the street if we all pitched in and did the right thing, spaying and neutering. And instead of going and paying a lot of money for a fancy dog, adopt one out of the shelters. Because for every one you buy, another one dies. Right, Maura, pretty much?
Yes, well, adopt, the best way to say it, adopt, don't shop, and spay, neuter, and thank you.
Yeah, all right. Maura, thank you so much. Let us know if we can help. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with, I've got Anthony Cernelia in there with Danny Miles and Lexi Brinkley. We've got Autumn Warren in studio and Stephanie Toops. And I have Sean Wells on the line. Where are you today, Sean? How are you doing?
Oh. We
lost him again. Is he in Chile? Where is he? He's in Brazil. He's somewhere.
I don't know.
We lost him again.
I'm going to try to find him.
Okay, you try to find him. We have tech. This must be a day for technical difficulties.
Yeah, maybe it's still solar flares. Who knows?
I don't know. But it happens. It happens, and so that's why you got to be on your feet when you do live radio. So let me see if you want to talk about something else until he gets here. What do you think?
We'll go to Stephanie.
Go to Stephanie, Anthony.
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah, okay. I would go for that.
Yeah, all right.
Cool.
So we've got Stephanie Toops in studio. She's a regular on the show. Stephanie is a very bright woman who became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She spent the last 3 years sorting through the sea of healthy offerings on the market and learning how to pronounce 6-syllable chemicals in an effort to clean up the product mix within her home. Today, we are talking about Get That Plastic Out of Your Kitchen. Please help me. I'm trying. We've all, I do have my glass bowls too, but even these little plastic things that I bought at a pop-up shop at Nordstrom that were named rice, I thought that they were made out of rice, and they're not. They're made out of plastic. And so I'm like, okay, where do we begin, Stephanie?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that you can get it out. And when you start thinking about the plastic in your kitchen, you start to realize just how much plastic there is. You know, your drinking cups, your plates, your bowls, if you use those for your kids especially. A lot of people, when they pack lunches, they throw plastic spoons or things like that. So that's the kind of stuff that we talk about getting out. So with those types of things, you can either just use regular silverware in your lunch, take it, bring it home, wash it.
That's what I do.
Or there's some wooden ones that you can get if you want just one specifically for your lunch that you can use. I think they're really cute. That's what I put in my kids' lunchbox. But again, they bring them home and I wash them and they take it back.
I mean, if you think about the millions and millions and millions daily that gets put into the garbage, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
We're going to be Wally. Wally, that's going to be us in a few years if we don't do something about this.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody uses plastic spoons, I mean, I go to restaurants now and there's so many restaurants that instead of using conventional silverware, now they're using plastic.
Are you
plastic
serious?
Yeah, disposable. I mean, it's just disposable and it's easier. It's cheaper for them. They don't have to wash them. And so
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, but I think there's so much there's like people pushing that way because it's cheaper, and then there's people pushing this way because they're thoughtful of the earth. But I'm looking at what Autumn's. Are you drinking out of that right there?
Yeah,
that was one of my recommendations: is using mason jars or using as storage.
I love it.
A lot of us use, a lot of people use Tupperware as storage, or they use other types of things. But mason jars are great if you buy things in glass jars, like jams or jellies or anything that's canned. Use them for storage in your kitchen. That's a way to just put something that you've already purchased and you've got in your kitchen instead of going out and buying a solution.
It looks cute.
Yeah, and
when
it's
you give
totally
it to somebody,
cute.
Like if you give somebody some leftovers and a little mason jar.
Well, we've got to do something. We have got to do something because I feel like it's really getting. It's getting to a point of extreme in America with the amount of plastic that we are putting into the earth. I have Sean Wells on the line now. Is that right? All right. Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm here. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm really good. So you're in Brazil. For people that are just now joining us that don't know who you are, Sean has been on the show for many years. He's a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, exercise, sports, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. And he is a registered dietitian and known as the world's greatest formula. Later, Sean Wells. So how'd you like that? Was that good?
That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Well, and I
you
like
have a great cast in studio today too. I love Stephanie and Autumn. It's awesome.
Yeah, they. Oh, yeah. It's good to have, we miss you, but it's good to have these girls in studio as well. But we're going to be talking about all kinds of really good show stuff on the show today. Food industry deception with Autumn Warren, and Stephanie's going to continue her segment about getting the plastic out of your kitchen. With you, we're talking about fasting. Okay, so Dom DiAgostino, who is due to come up on the show, who you work closely with on a lot of different projects. He's a keto guy. You guys are all friends with him, Ryan and Jake. Dr. Jacob Wilson, you guys were talking about fasting, and there's some new, very interesting science out there. Do you want to share it with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just give a little background on what intermittent fasting is. So, like, there's, you know, you're hearing a lot about it lately. I assume most people know fasting is just going without eating, but then there's, is it okay to add water? So there's, you know, that kind of fast, and then some people are doing... There's a protein-sparing modified fast where you actually spare lean body mass by having protein but nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But the intermittent fasting is when you have these timed windows, like, and it's very popular right now, 16 hours off with no eating and 8 hours eating, or 20 hours off and 4 hours eating in your 4-hour cycle.
And
then there's also one that's an alternate day. Mm-hmm.
You're breaking up a little bit, so I'm only catching pieces of it. But I hope the listeners are getting a little more than I am. But essentially, you're talking about you really should shut down your body if you're going to do intermittent fasting, a minimum of 12 hours, correct?
Correct. Yeah, 16 or 20 hours is normal.
Okay. Is it coming through in there? No, it's not coming in. You're not. Yeah, we've got a lot of sound problems. Let's try this one more time. We'll see. We might have to bump this to the following week. So, is it safe? Is it safe, Sean? No, Sean. Okay.
Very safe.
Okay. Sean, I think we're not going to continue with it. We're going to go back to Stephanie because I can't hear.
Yeah.
So
we'll have to save it for next week.
Yeah. We'll have to save it for next week. So have a good time in Brazil and we'll talk to you next week. Okay. So Stephanie, let's go back to getting the plastic.
That was a good tease for that. Right?
It was a good tease.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear more about that.
Yeah. Well, and they say it's very effective at losing. I forget the way that he and Dom DiAgostino, the research that they discovered, I will say this from memory, from what I read, it reduces your body fat by 6% after just like maybe a month or so, something like that, of being on this diet. So I'm all the way in.
That's super interesting.
It's not a diet.
Yeah.
It's just fasting.
It's a way of eating. So I have a couple friend of mine, and the girl is doing, she's doing like every Tuesday and Thursday, she's like doing the 24-hour fast.
Okay.
And then her husband is doing that, like, 20-hour, like, every day. He's only eating for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah. Huh.
So I think it's really interesting.
Well, Daniel, who comes in on Wednesdays, he does fasting, like, 3 times a week, I think.
Uh-huh.
He won't eat the whole day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it, but I do, I mean.
I could if I can have coffee. That was the question I wanted to know. Could I have coffee and I'd be okay?
Because I come in the show.
Caffeine, that's all you need, right?
We'll come into the show and I'll have a cup of coffee and won't eat until 2 or 3 o'clock.
That's how I am. I don't usually eat until late afternoon.
Yeah.
That was my point, is everybody's so different. And so I think it's really interesting that the wife is doing this one way and the husband's doing this other thing.
Yeah.
But it's working for them.
Interesting.
And she said they're really loving it. So I can't wait to hear Sean talk about it a little bit more. That'll be great.
Me too. I've heard it's a great thing for spiritual awareness too.
No, I was going to say that. I was actually going to bring that up.
It takes all the toxins out, slows all your body processes down, and allows you to like go more inward.
And fasting has been around since the beginning of time. You know, I made some notes here last night when I was preparing the food and thinking about today's show and what I was going to talk about. And you know, and I wrote some notes that I said I'm thinking that that meditation and fasting goes back to the very beginning of mankind, and it's in our DNA.
Right.
It's absolutely in our DNA when you think about it.
Yeah, and I think people eat so thoughtlessly now. I mean, when you think about people eating on the run, grabbing food and eating in their cars, and I think we've really gotten far away from the nourishment of food and connecting with our food and having it
absolutely.
be, you know, just, it is, it's a nourishment for us. It's fueling our bodies. And I think so many people are just, I'm one of them, on the go, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think it's a really, nice way to connect for sure.
Well, and as a gut expert, Autumn, I was thinking about this too, you guys. So fasting makes sense when you think about it at a very high consciousness level. When you think about meditation for the gut, mm-hmm. you stop and you slow down, and the amazing benefits that it brings to the brain and the body. And the same with your gut. So you slow the gut way, way down when they say it's your second right. brain, and it shuts down the, yeah. the gut as well.
Well,
the
particularly
activity.
If you're not eating what you should, and that could be, even if you eat really healthy, you may not be eating exactly what you should. It allows your body just some downtime in order to kind of focus on its process and focus on healing itself. And instead of just constantly digesting and, fighting good bacteria, bad bacteria, sugars, carbs, whatever it is that your body fights. I mean, you're just allowing it to become more one with itself as well.
Yeah, and think about the appreciation for food. When I have fasted before, when I do go back to eating, I just appreciate the food that much more.
Sure, I mean, and everything. I mean, even the taste of things are different. If you do things are sweeter.
Yeah,
and,
well, even when you float, after right. you shut your brain down,
yes.
when you do the sensory deprivation,
yeah.
when you come out of it, everything's better.
Yeah.
You're so attuned to the universe, so much more attuned.
Well, because we inundate our bodies with food, with inputs, with just life, technology,
right.
all of these things.
I've got food right here. I cooked. I cooked for hours yesterday.
I know, it's
so good.
Well, and the key, I never went right to, I said low and slow is the way to go, kind of, with cooking. You have to take your time. And I mean, it took me hours to prepare this. I let the rice set up properly. You know, I cooked it in that flare pan or blaze, whatever the name of that pan is that I got from Treehouse. Oh my gosh, that thing is off the charts. Such a good
what is it? Tell me
pot.
About it.
It's a pot that it cooked the rice like so beautifully and so quickly with I can't remember the name of it.
I think it's flare.
Is it flare? I got it at Treehouse.
It like heats up. Like, I forgot how you explained it, but it was really well explained.
Yeah,
you
it's
told
the,
me.
The bottom of it has like, I'll just have to take a picture of it. I actually think there might be a picture of it on when we posted the pictures of the rice on Facebook and the peppers and everything. And Lexi said, do you have the recipe? I'm like, no, because I do, you know, you pour, you stop. You know,
form of meditation too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely. Yeah. I was in the zone last
right.
night. But the key to really good stuffed peppers, and Anthony Cernilia, a fellow Italian, in there will tell you as well that you got to cook them low and slow and let them get really, really soft. So I put them at 325. I had two different pans of them because I didn't have like one really big pan with a top on it. And it's important that you cover them so that they, you know, keep all the moisture in them, that they get dry if you don't. But what I want to say is, so I put them on put them on 350 for the first 30 minutes or maybe the first hour. And then I turned them down to 300 and cooked them for another hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and then I just left them in the oven and turned the oven off because I have a gas stove, and they just stayed warm and juicy all night long, and I brought them here fresh. So,
and we thank you for that.
But low and slow is the way to go with everything, and I need to go to break. Okay, everyone. So we'll be right back with Autumn Warren and Stephanie Toops. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems, but today I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia in there with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Warren, and Stephanie Toops. For those of you just now joining us, Stephanie Toops is a wonderful woman who I met years ago. She was a photographer. She's been the owner of a yoga studio. This woman is has publicly traded stock. Used to be a what do they call that?
I used to trade energy, power, electricity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Autumn Warren is a entrepreneur. An inventor of Ether Elixir. She has written a children's book. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She's an animal lover, like most of us here on the show. I have to say, everybody at iHeartMedia is a bona fide animal lover.
Of course,
every single
yeah.
one of them. I'm serious. Even the engineers and everything, they're all like such great people here at iHeartMedia. And Autumn is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, and researcher of all natural remedies. And she, as I said, is the inventor of Ether Elixir. We are going to you, though, Stephanie, to talk about getting plastic out of our kitchen. I guess we can have a nice woman group talk here. Autumn, you have you use the mason jars, which is amazing.
I use them for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was one of the suggestions that you were going to, you know, give to our listeners. What else can we do to get the plastic out of our kitchens?
Well, one thing that's simple, and a lot of people have caught on to this, is using reusable bags at the grocery store. So not using the plastic bags, using those reusable bags and using that to do your groceries in and out. And I've even seen some really cool ones that like hang in your cart. And so you can put them in there as you shop and then check them
out. Do you know they've been doing that in Europe for 25, 30 years? They've had their baskets and they had the little, I remember the first time I saw a reusable bag in Europe, it was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what a great idea. It took us this long and we're still not on board 100%. I mean, we really need to take a look at this country and the plastic that we are putting into the earth, the plastic that we use for everything, like our sandwich bags. It's back to school this week. Another great product I'm going to mention here is Stasher from Treehouse, the reusable, basically reusable plastic bag that you can microwave, you can heat it, you can put it in the dishwasher, and it lasts, I think, some thousands of uses. And so if you buy one at kindergarten, it'll last all the way to graduation.
And that's a great suggestion. Instead of Ziplocs, something like that, a reusable bag, or even paper is better than a plastic Ziploc bag. So try to stay away from those Ziploc bags for sure. I think part of the issue is that, you know, people still don't understand that heating a plastic can really cause, not only does it destroy the earth, but it can create problems for you ingesting food off of that.
Tell us why.
Well, when you heat a product like that, when you heat plastic, it becomes unstable and the plastics leach into your food. So some of the chemicals that were contained in that dish or whatever it is that you've popped into the microwave or styrofoam, people would take out. They just put it right in their microwave. And
what about the little green plugs in the Starbucks cups? How many millions of those a day go into the earth.
Yes. And then in the oceans, I mean, there is no throw away. There is no away. It's all
out
here.
Of sight.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, oh, I'm just going to throw this away. Yeah. Well, there is, you know, I mean, there is no away. So anything that you can do that's reusable, that's recyclable, is going to be a really great way for you to make your kitchen cleaner. Cleaning up your pots and pans. So many people are used to using like a Teflon product, a nonstick product. Again, when you apply heat to a lot of these materials, it leaches into your food. So definitely getting nonstick products out of your kitchen. I recommend that you use stainless steel or a copper. Some people really like enamel, but there's an argument that the enamel wears off as well. So even a heavy cast iron pots and pans are really great. Those are good if you're anemic as well, that iron.
I fried my sausage in my pan last night. In fact, I put a video of them frying on Facebook. Yeah. They look so pretty. And I haven't cooked with meat in many, many years. But yeah, I use my cast iron skillet. Cast iron's great because you can make amazing cornbread in a cast iron skillet. And it just, you know, I love cooking with gas too. So cast iron doesn't work that well with electric. So
yeah. So in that case, you could use a stainless steel product. Mm-hmm. But you know, the main thing is people have really turned towards convenience, and when it comes to using convenience types products, that's usually when you get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, talking about the utensils that you cook with, a lot of people use plastic spatulas and whisks and things like that. Switching back to metal or using good old wooden spoons. I remember my grandma had wooden spoons.
I love my wooden spoons. Yeah. That's the best way to make cookies is with your wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon is a really great way. And these are just things that I think people just walk into Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever and they grab whatever off the shelf. And if you're just a little bit more thoughtful about the product that you're actually bringing into your home, it's really not that hard to make a change.
Yeah.
So that's another couple recommendations.
You got me daydreaming about making cookies now.
I want cookies.
There's nothing better. Seriously, there is nothing better that you utensil that you can use to make cookies with than a wooden spoon. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, because all the ingredients adhere to the, you know, it all sticks together, so you get better mixing. And
had no clue.
We always made cookies with wooden spoons. I didn't know why, but you know.
Yeah, I didn't know why either. But I make them with a wooden spoon. But I hadn't thought about.
I remember my mom and grandma having wooden stuff.
I used to smack my brother with a wooden spoon when they would come in and try to get into my cookie dough.
Sure.
Yeah, when I make my tiramisu, I fold the mascarpone with the wooden spoon. So.
Really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to whisk it. You gotta fold it until it turns whenever the marsala.
Low and slow is the way to go. It's true.
That's right.
Rush anything, you're going to screw it up.
Moderation
I don't care what it is.
Key.
Yeah. Relationships, business, or cooking. Low and slow.
Another one is just thinking about bottled waters. And we talked about mason jars a little bit, and those are good for drinking water out of storing foods. But a lot of people just grab bottled water on the go, and much better to get like a glass bottle or a lot of stainless steel. My kids all use like clean canteens or thermoses, something that is not a plastic product.
And Crazy Water's getting ready to switch over to
good
their glass
them.
Bottles, and they have the Crazy Fizz to compete with the other Italian mineral water, but it's straight here from Texas and doesn't have to fly all over the earth to get to us. And so I recommend that you get your Crazy Water here locally, the Crazy Fizz. It's shipped, I think, I'm trying to, they have distribution all over Texas, and I think a couple of other states as well. So, but it's really good water. I was drinking it myself last night. I actually keep a bottle beside
my bed.
Where
can you get that?
I found it at Central Market, HEB, so I don't know what they just rolled it out, so we might have a little trouble getting it, but it's an excellent product if you want some sparkling water, and I think they're rolling out their regular water in the glass as well, so, but just good to know. What else do you want people to know, Stephanie?
Well, about the, just going back to plastic water bottles, one of the reasons is because a lot of times people, again, leave them in their car, you know, and especially in the heat, they get hot, and it's that same issue with the leaching, so even if you buy something in a plastic bottle and you transfer it to a glass bottle or a stainless steel bottle, that's better than just carrying around a plastic all day long.
Oh, yeah.
While you're, you know, out and about.
Well, and you should never leave your plastic bottle in the car. It heats up, and that people don't even think about. But here's the thing about plastic bottles. How many docks do they sit on?
That's what I was just saying.
Somebody told me. Was it you that told me a story?
It was me. Yeah.
Okay.
It was in my head.
Don't mention the name, but what's the story?
Well, when we went to deliver some of our product to a store, a smaller new store, so we were actually, somebody on my staff was delivering it rather than a distributor. Another distributor dropped off a pallet of probiotics and had to get out of there, obviously, to another delivery, but the store wasn't open yet. So they just left this full pallet of probiotics sitting out in the LA sun.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like, well, those aren't good anymore.
Well, no, and like the heat, they say like on UPS trucks, like it gets up to like 130 or 140 degrees.
So think about a bunch of plastic water bottles sitting around on these trucks.
And that's, you know, I mean, they're just, it's, that's the nature of the beast in terms of distribution. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, just think, it's kind of scary when you think about it. It really is. There's just so much plastic and we really need to get away from it. But we've become this convenience culture.
Right.
I don't know how we're going to, it's going to take years to bring this back.
Well, we have to start with, and I was just about to say, you know, I always talk about my kids, but start with my kids. I mean, when I send them their lunch looks a little bit different than everybody else's. They've got, you know,
oh, mine do too.
They've got their metal lunchbox or whatever, and they've got their wooden spoons that
they're
I'm
trendsetters.
Giving them. And they're, you know, and it starts with our kids because they're going to, you know, they're going to have to continue the work that we're all doing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's teaching them to be leaders, teaching them to be trendsetters.
Amen,
and
sister.
Teaching them not to apologize for being different or having a different product or using something different. And that's good for them too.
Yeah.
You know, that builds character.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure what they're going to think about that, but
well, I love talking
They'll
about
love me
it.
For it someday.
Thank you so much for doing the homework and putting it out there for us. Stephanie Toops, you can find all of our experts at oneliferadio.com. We'll be back with Autumn Warren. We're going to be talking about food industry deception. Stay tuned. All the crazy shit I did
tonight, those will be the best memories. Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Anthony Cernelia. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Autumn Warren. And if you're just now joining us, I would like to tell you about Autumn. I met her a couple of months ago. I love this woman. She's been on the show now several times. She's a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She has written a children's book, and she, most importantly, this great product that she has, she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. I just got my two cases of Straw Marry Me, which I bought because I don't take anything for free, and I absolutely love that product, and I feel that it really has helped improve my health, my gut health for sure.
Good.
And it just feels good. It feels good to drink something really healthy. Today we're talking about the food industry deception that is out there. In particular, we're talking about probiotic juices, the ones that tout that they're so good for your belly and your gut. And so let's talk about some of these products that are out there now and what kind of deception there is.
I would say that they're largely using the fact that consumers are uneducated around the idea of probiotics, excuse me, to sell something as being better than it truly is. A lot of the probiotic juices on the market, they tout numbers, high numbers of probiotics in them, 20 million, 20 billion, 50 million, 50 billion. But what they're saying is very important what comes next. They talk about 20 million, 20 billion probiotics, and they leave it at that. Whereas in my product, in Ether Elixir, I have 10 billion CFUs. Those are colony-forming units. When you just say probiotics, that means that there are just those actual bacteria in there. But for it to be truly considered a probiotic, something that is going to go into the human body and colonize itself, it has to be in the process of forming a colony. Mm-hmm. So that is a colony-forming unit, not just a standalone probiotic. A standalone probiotic that goes into the human body has a very low chance of actually making a habitat out of the human body, and most likely is just going to pass through with the rest of your digestion.
Well, and we're not going to name any of these companies, but I know my daughter in particular loves this one that we buy all the time,
right?
At least until the last time we bought it. I'm not buying it again after knowing what I know now about the high amounts of sugar in these drinks. And I was like, no wonder she likes it so
right,
much.
Right, of course.
She'll drink a whole quart of it in one night. I'm like,
kids like sugar.
Yeah, I'm like, Nia, what are you doing? That's too much, you know?
Right.
But I didn't even realize how much sugar was in it because they sell it as a fruit juice with probiotics.
Yeah, and the sugar content in it, I mean, it can be upwards of 24 to 32 grams of sugar in one single serving.
Wow.
So,
is like 5 to 6 teaspoons, right?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, you might as well be having a soda. And then,
and doesn't the sugar feed the bad bacteria in your gut?
That's exactly what it does.
And so you're not accomplishing anything.
No, and if they did have the actual good bacteria in there in high enough quantities, maybe they'd cancel each other out. And so the sugar might be worth it. But in most cases that I've seen, the probiotics either aren't the right kind of probiotics, or they're in such a low quantity, or they're not active probiotic cultures anyway, that they're not doing anything. So in drinking a product where you think you're doing something good for your health, instead what you're doing is you're giving it 30 grams of sugar to feed all the bad bacteria that are living there.
It kind of makes me mad as a parent.
It makes me very mad.
Because it's so hard to raise children anyway. And then you go into the food, you go into your local grocery store, or most of them, not all of them. I think that there are ones that do it very well. I personally, and I'm not getting paid for this either, I personally love Natural Grocer.
Yes.
I do. I like what they're doing. I like the fact that they think about a lot of things that other stores don't. They're very conscious of the earth and their consumers, the customers that they have, so much so that, did you know this, that their paper, the receipts, does not have the poisonous ink on it?
Oh, that's great, because most people don't even know that. I tell people,
right,
do not take a receipt, say no thank you, unless you have to have it for expense purposes, but then throw it right away. But that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Most people just don't even.
There's so much out there that we need to be aware of that the news, it's just not getting to the masses. It's not. So we talked about that feed. So all the sugar feeds the bad bacteria.
That's right.
Makes it counterproductive of what
same
you're
trying. Same with any dairy-based probiotics.
Really?
Would be the same.
Okay.
The casein, the protein that's in dairy, it slows your digestion down tremendously. And that slow digestion creates the best bacteria for bad bacteria and yeast to flourish in.
Really?
So when you're eating high amounts of sugar, or you're eating high amounts of dairy or anything like that, I mean, the probiotic content doesn't matter at all. You're not really doing a whole lot for yourself.
Wow. And think about the yogurt that we eat in this country.
I know.
Again, touted as something that's so beneficial for us.
Well, yeah, and I'm interested that you just said that, because I've been making, I made a smoothie bowl this week for my daughter, but I used whole milk kefir, and so you would say that that's probably not really.
I would say you likely didn't put the amount of sugar in it to make it horrendous, but the dairy is, I mean, they're counterproductive. Mm-hmm. It's definitely counterproductive to the probiotic. Is it kefir that you made?
No, it wasn't. It was stuff I bought at Natural
Grocer.
Yeah,
in her spare time.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was doing good to make the smoothie bowl.
Well, yeah, right. No, you are. I'm sure it's not the worst thing ever. But yeah, I would say that the sugar combined, it's a combination really. Both of them, neither one is good for bacteria.
What about Bulgarian yogurt? That's what I love.
Still no.
No, still no. Darn it.
What about like coconut? Because somebody was saying if you're dairy free, then like a coconut yogurt.
The coconut
is
one's
good.
Cool. And that's actually what I started making before I started making the juice yogurt, like at home. I started making coconut based yogurt or cashew based yogurt. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is most people don't love the taste of it.
I was going
to
say,
so
it's
then you
got
to add sugar.
Yeah.
You got to add sugar. You got to add flavoring to it. And so then again, you're getting the benefit of the fermented food. You're getting the benefit of the probiotics, but now you're jacking up the sugar, which is just feeding the guys that you're trying to push out.
So well, fermented foods probably best is like sauerkraut, right? Or
well, not necessarily. For a fermented food, sauerkraut, which is fermented cabbage, is good for you. But the way that you make sauerkraut traditionally would be by inoculating it with a saltwater brine and then allowing the cabbage bacteria, the bacteria that's naturally prevalent on a cabbage leaf, to flourish and grow more of itself. So when you consume a sauerkraut, you're getting lots of benefits from a fermented food. Digestive enzymes, vitamin B vitamins, omega-3s, omega-6s, all kinds of great stuff from the fermented food.
Really?
But the bacteria that you're getting is cabbage bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's not human bacteria. I mean, it's not necessarily bad for you, but humans weren't made with a whole bunch of cabbage bacteria in their ecosystem. So.
Can I take her home with me? She
I know.
Is fantastic.
I know. I know. I love this girl. I'm not. I love having her on the show. I really do. It's, you know, it's easy for me to promote her product, and we're not. There's no money changing hands here. I just really love what she's doing, and I want to educate people. I do. I want to educate myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know all this stuff. Most mothers don't know all this stuff. Most fathers don't. And
yeah, more people should know.
More people need to know. They do. So, what's one of the main things that you want people to know about feeding their children?
I want them to know that, children are little maniacs. I love mine so much, but you know, they're the most irrational of all of society. And so, I just want to guide them in their choices. I let my kids, you know, we're vegan, we're gluten-free, we're all this, but, I let them make their own choices. If we're somewhere special and they want to eat something that's off our regular diet, and I let it happen, and they're aware of it. But what I do is I always come back in with probiotics because that resets the stage. It allows their bodies to feel better. It allows them to have a fighting chance. It allows them to just generally be at a higher level of good health than they would be otherwise. And it allows them to fight off the stuff that they may put in there that they shouldn't actually put in there. But, you know, they're kids.
Well, and you think of the stuff that they eat. I'm not going to have time to tell this story. Well, maybe I will. It's super funny. So yesterday I picked my daughter up from school and I unpack her lunch bag, which we haven't found a lunchbox big enough yet because I use my big Italian dishes and send her leftovers every day that she puts in a little convection oven because I won't let her use the microwave. Yep. And of course, she goes to a really cool school. So anyway, make a long story short, I pull out a bag of chocolate chip cookies and I said, Nia, where did you get these chocolate chip cookies from? And where'd you get the money to buy the chocolate chip cookies? She said, Dad sent me into Albertsons to get something for my lunch, and I got the cookies, and I was selling them to people at the school for 50 cents a piece. So she's trying to come up with revenue for her little jewelry business. I'm like, listen, you can't lie to your father. You can't lie to me. You're not going to be spreading those awful cookies to other kids. Like, what are you thinking? But it was like, it was so funny. I thought
secretly,
it was.
Secretly, that's awesome that it she's is awesome. Entrepreneur. I love it.
I know. She's just like this little entrepreneur. We're already trying to, you know, it's just crazy. Buy stuff and then resell it.
Contraband cookies.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for being
thank
in studio, you guys. And everyone in Houston, stay safe. Our hearts and minds are with you. Everyone, just please be safe. Come on to Dallas. Come to North Texas. We've got open homes for you. I think people will probably jump on the bandwagon and we'll try to, you know, do our best to get through this next hurricane. But hurricane season has begun. So everyone stay safe. Thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.